Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. That's the writing of Paul from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Well, it must be Thursday. Fred, how are you? It's Joey Kroll here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on this March the 14th, 2013. Wow, this week, I don't know about you, has just flown by for some reason. I think maybe it was all due to the fact that we lost an hour, so we feel like we're a little behind. I don't know, but this week, it's hard to believe that it's already Thursday. I don't know how we got here. I don't even know what happened in the last few days. It feels like it's all been a blur, because I don't know about you, but since I lost that hour of sleep, I've just been like a walking zombie. But hey, praise God, today is Thursday, this is the day that He has made, tomorrow is Friday, and we both know that Friday is the day that the Lord has truly made, of course. So, hey friend, it is so good to catch up with you. I hope that you're enjoying your week so far. Yesterday, my wife celebrated her birthday yesterday, so last night we took her to one of her favorite little restaurants, the kids and I, so we did that yesterday, and we gave her a nice little gift, a couple of gifts and a card and so forth, just really make her feel special. So yesterday was her birthday, so we celebrated my wife's birthday yesterday, and so yeah, that was really nice yesterday, and had a chance to connect with Mark Burns the last couple of days. Have you been praying for our pilgrims out in Israel, doing tons of missions and humanitarian work and visiting Jerusalem? I had a chance to connect with Mark in the last couple of days. He kind of updated me, told me the team spent the day, I think it was on Tuesday, in Jerusalem, just kind of serving and assisting in two different classrooms at a Christian school there. They also spent, I think on Monday, the day at the soup kitchen, they were peeling potatoes and dicing peppers and so forth, helping out the soup kitchen. And they also, this is kind of neat, they also painted a wall mural there at the soup kitchen as well. So that was their Monday, I think it was. And I know they had a chance to baptize a few people in the Jordan River as well. This is so exciting. Pastor Jason connected with him a little bit as well. He taught out of the book of Ruth with Boaz's fields in the distance. Right next where Boaz, his field was. They did a Bible study on the book of Ruth. Amazing day. How cool is that? And they also had another Bible study, several Bible studies near the southern steps of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. And they are just doing some really, really neat stuff for the kingdom of God, but also improving, I guess you can say, that their relationship with God. Because once you see that visual, when you get to see Boaz's fields, helps you connect it more when you do read the book of Ruth. So continue to be praying for them. They're going to be coming home here in the next day or so. And so be praying for them as they continue to travel back home here and kind of recoup from just a busy, busy week and a half. So be praying for them as well. Well, our devotion for today comes from the book of Genesis, and we're going to be focusing on waiting upon God. Oh, patience. So we'll be focusing on that right after this song from Fernando Ortega, and it's called He Is Our God, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Come, let us worship and bow down. And you before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. And you before the Lord, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. And you before the Lord. Worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker. He is our God. He is our God. We are the people of His pasture. He is our God. He is our God. We are the sheep of His hand. worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Yes, Fernando Ortega, and he is our God right here in the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. Happy Thursday, this March the 14th, 2013. Well, a mother was preparing pancakes for her sons, Kevin, age 5, and Ryan, who was 3. Now, the boys began to argue about who would get the first pancake. Oh, the dilemma of little boys these days. So their mother saw the opportunity for a perfect moral lesson. So she said, "Now, boys, if Jesus was sitting here, he would say, 'No, let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait.'" And that's where Kevin turned to his younger brother, Ryan, and said, "Ryan, you play the role of Jesus." Oh, friend, it is never easy to wait. Waiting is not a fun place to be. We've all been in that waiting room, so to speak, waiting on God for something. It can be waiting on God for a job, waiting on God for a house to sell, for a house to buy, waiting on God for a spouse, waiting on God to heal a sickness, waiting on God to restore a marriage or a relationship, waiting on God to relieve you from a particular storm. Waiting is never a fun place to be. And today, maybe you're listening, you're in one of three stages right now. Currently, you are waiting. Or currently you're leaving the waiting room or about to go into the waiting room, waiting on God for something. See, in the book of Genesis, we read about a young man by the name of Joseph. Now, Joseph was 17 years old and was loved by his fathers. But one thing, his brothers were very jealous of him because his father loved him more because he was the youngest. So one night, God gave Joseph a dream. God showed Joseph that he was going to be a ruler. He was going to be a mighty, mighty man. And being a naive 17-year-old, Joseph shared the dream with his brothers. And then they all made fun of him. They said, "You think we're going to bow down to you? Really?" And they hated him even more because of that. Then Joseph's father bought him a nice tunic. It was a coat that had many colors on it. And the brothers were even more jealous. So one day their father sent the brothers out to go get Joseph in the field. But when they saw Joseph coming, they wanted to do something about it. They hated him. See, friend, look what jealousy does to an individual. It creates hate. They hated him so much that they wanted to kill him. But no, they thought, let's make a profit on this man. So they sold Joseph into slavery. His own flesh and blood sold him into slavery. He was sold into Egypt to Potiphar, one of the officials for Pharaoh. And as we read in the text, it says that the Lord was with Joseph. And so Potiphar found favor with Joseph, so he made him an attendant to oversee his home. Now, the Bible says that Joseph was a handsome, strong man. So one day when Potiphar was out, his wife called over to Joseph. I think we all know the story, and said, "Come lie with me, Joseph." And he said, "No." And she tried to seduce him for several days. She got so frustrated with him, she told Potiphar that Joseph tried to seduce her. Potiphar was extremely angry and threw Joseph in jail. So wait, time out. So here's a young man who had a dream that God told him he was going to be a mighty ruler. But his circumstances seem contrary to what the calling of God was for him. His brothers hated him, sold him into slavery, so here he was all by himself, and now he was accused of a crime that he did not commit, and now in jail. See, that's why, friend, we should never, ever look at our circumstances. Because if God says something, He's going to come through. If God makes a promise to you, if He tells you what He's going to do, He will keep His word. Joseph could have been so frustrated, said, "I don't care about you, God, anymore. You lied to me." But he didn't look at his circumstance. He kept his eyes on the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord was still with Joseph. And while in jail, he found favor with the warden, and the warden made him head of all the prisoners. How about that? And we later read in the text that Joseph was forgotten in jail. Talk about a roller coaster in this man's life. But the thing about Joseph is that he can interpret dreams. He can interpret dreams. And Pharaoh got word of this and called Joseph up and said, "Joseph, I've been having these dreams. Can you interpret this for me?" And Pharaoh was very impressed with his wisdom. And a long story made short, he made Joseph his number two man. Friend, it was like 13 years from the time that God told Joseph what he was going to do in his life and when it actually came to fruition. 13 years. Can you imagine? 13 years. Talk about waiting on God for 13 years. Friend, when you find yourself stuck in that transition, in that waiting, number one, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Man, oh man. See, Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, but what did Jesus do? How did he respond? He responded by the word of God. Joseph was tempted on Potiphar's wife over and over and over again. The word says for several days. But Joseph didn't focus on that. He kept his eyes on what God told him to do. That's why the word tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. Friend, we should not look at our situation, our circumstances, but look at Jesus. Look at what God has in store for us, what God is doing through the circumstance. When we find ourselves in that transition of waiting, we need to, one, keep our eyes on Jesus, but also, number two, be patient. You know, they say that God doesn't have a watch. I say we need to buy him one. that's what I need to say. That's what I would like to do, because I can be very impatient, but we need to be patient. The word talks about it over and over and over again. Isn't that one of the fruits of the spirits, by the way? Fruit of the spirit? Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. Isaiah 30:18, blessed are those who wait upon the Lord. I think also in James it says, but let patience have its perfect work so that you may be complete, lacking nothing. Waiting is not a fun place. It is not a fun place. See, friend, there's only one thing worse than waiting upon God. There's only one thing worse than waiting upon God. And that's wishing that you had. Did you catch that? There's only one thing worse than waiting upon God, and that's wishing that you had. Sometimes we try to force God's will, try to get ahead of him, try to push him along, and try to force situations in our life only to make things worse. So when we find ourselves in that transition, in that waiting period, one, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We need to be patient. And number three, know that you are being molded. Could it be that God is making you wait? Because he's molding you, changing you. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29 says, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined, watch this, to be conformed to the image of his son. So could it be that God's conforming you, changing you, transforming you, so you can look more and more and more like Jesus. James 1:4, I mentioned this passage before, but let patience finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So could it be that God is not only putting us in a position to wait, but he's putting us in a position to grow? Friend, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you're waiting on God for, but know the promises of God. Know that the word talks about that there is a blessing for those who wait upon the Lord. And know that possibly you are maybe even being molded while you're waiting upon him. Know that God has a plan for you, especially if you're his child.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, not forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Springtime and time.
Be
It's a group called Selah, and Great is Thy Faithfulness, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll. It's been such a pleasure to spend some time here with you today. And guess what? We're going to do it all again tomorrow, as I'll be filling in for Mark and Jason for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. So I hope you can join me for that. But until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.